Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. The coordinator of the mobile food pantry in Charles City is the 2024 Charles City Person of the Year. Jen Burton was honored at the annual Community Volunteer Recognition event Friday at the Charles City Community Center. A packed house was on hand to salute some of the top volunteers from local schools and nonprofit organizations. Other honorees include Barry Levy as Main Street Charles City Volunteer of the Year and Krista Noah as Charles City Hometown Hero. Caught in the Act Awards for doing unselfish acts to help others went to Caden Hilgus, Russ Burns, Lacey Reams, Jim Sanner, Char Greenswag, Becky Meyer, Sue Shanklin, Jane Heft, Maria Ray, Becky Meyer, Ellen Helfter, Kathy Epley, Eric Hofer, and Grandma Ellen at Central Preschool. The event was co-organized by the Charles City Area Chamber of Commerce and the Main Street Charles City Program, with award nominations submitted by the public and participating entities. A North Iowa woman has received a suspended sentence and ordered to pay back the almost $15,000 she stole from her employer. Osage police arrested 31-year-old Amanda Allen of Northwood in early February on charges of ongoing criminal conduct, a Class B felony, and first-degree theft, a Class C felony. Allen allegedly stole $14,245 from Dollar General in Osage while working there from December 2023 through January 2024. Authorities say she admitted to using phony returns, shoplifting, and other means to steal the money. In March, Allen agreed to plead guilty to the first-degree theft charge. Last week, in Mitchell County District Court, Allen was sentenced to 10 years in prison, but the entire sentence has been suspended. She's also been ordered to pay back Dollar General all the money she stole over the two-month period. A traffic stop in Floyd County has led to a pair of drug possession charges against a Mason City man. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office says a vehicle driven by 29-year-old Joshua Hawkinson was pulled over about 9:30 Thursday night in the 2100 block of Highway 18 for a brake light that was not working. Further investigation led to Hawkinson being charged with possession of methamphetamine, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia, plus driving while license suspended. According to the criminal complaints, Hawkinson admitted not having a valid driver's license, and a check of his driving record showed 17 withdrawals of driving privileges in effect. With a strong odor of a cover spray coming from the vehicle, Hawkinson was asked if there were drugs inside the car. Authorities say he denied the presence of the drugs before the FCSO K-9 Sirius was deployed and gave an alert to the vehicle. A subsequent search allegedly resulted in the discovery of two marijuana blunts, a vape smoking device containing THC wax, clear glass pipe with residue believed to be meth, clear plastic bag with meth, and a loaded syringe containing a dark substance. With the recent warm weather, tractors have been chugging away as Iowa farmers have started the planting season. ISU Extension field agronomist Angie Reek-Hins says she's seen plenty of activity in the northern part of the state.
We still have anhydrous going on. We still have some dry fertilizer applications. There's been a lot of spring tillage going on, and there's even people planting. So I think we're running the whole gamut right now of spring field operations.
While the new map released Thursday by the Iowa Drought Monitor shows slight improvements in all categories, there's still a big splotch of red in northeast and east central Iowa indicating extreme drought. 32% of the state, it remains under severe or extreme drought. Reek-Hins says, as always, rain will be key in the success of this year's crop.
We need to have water in that soil profile, and our upper 6 inches to 12 inches have some decent moisture right now, but you get below about that top foot, it gets fairly dry. And as our crops grow, right, and roots go down and they're going to be looking for that water, we're going to need some timely rains throughout this growing season.
The forecast for today is calling for a 100% chance of rain.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
The city of Clear Lake and the Surf Ballroom will host groundbreaking ceremonies tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock to mark the official beginning of construction of the expanded and relocated Music Enrichment and Immersive Center. The project also includes construction of a new Surf District Gateway feature in conjunction with streetscape improvements within the Surf District. Seen as a significant milestone for Clear Lake, over $35 million in public and private investment have been committed to the revitalization of the Surf District. The Surf Ballroom Music Enrichment Center will feature a visitor center, plus gift shop, expanded lesson studios, conference space and catering kitchen, and about 1,800 square foot of immersive exploratory space that will showcase the Surf Ballroom's significant contributions to music history. The city says the development of the center serves as a testament to that legacy.
But something touched me deep inside the day. The music died.
I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.